ветеринар.
Амара Афичу.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Tuesday, and thanks as always for listening. Oh, we all had a good Martin Luther King holiday weekend and got back into the swing of the week. And well, now that we hopefully have, time for a chuckle or two over some of the things going on. So like Marty said, let's get into it.
My favorite stories of the day.
Yeah, and we'll start by looking up. A planet parade kicked off Tuesday. So for the next 4 weeks, folks who love looking up at the stars in North America and in several other countries like India will be able to use their own eyes without a telescope mostly and see Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus, six planets on the same side of the sun, almost in a line from our vantage point here on Earth. And astronomers say Mercury will also join the parade party for a bit, making it seven planets for a short while. Now, they did also say it'll require a telescope to see Uranus and Neptune, or good high-powered binoculars, because those two are so far away. And astronomers say the best time to go outside and see the planet parade will be just after sunset, or from about 8:30 local time to just before sunrise. And they suggest checking this out in wide open dark areas like a field or shoreline and away from city lights, forests, or mountainous areas that could get in the way. And hey, kudos to me. Got through the whole story without any quips about Uranus or Uranus. You know, both are actually accepted pronunciations, but saying Uranus, you know, that could help avoid immature giggle fits over Uranus. Pause. In Virginia, a Hampton police officer has been fired after being accused of hiring a hooker nicknamed Dream, who ended up being the cop's worst nightmare. WAVY-TV 10 is reporting the officer was fired the Tuesday before last, on the 7th, after it came out that he paid a prostitute $100 to have sex back on December 30th. Now, WAVY got a hold of court documents in Virginia Beach, in which investigators say the officer told them he met up with her at an apartment, had sex, and then they both agreed to take a shower together. But for some reason, this cop did not bring her into the shower with him. Now, they say he just got in the shower and left a hooker in bed by herself, with his phone, keys, and wallet all there with her in the bedroom. And she was no Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. No, cops say this Hampton police officer got out of the shower and quickly realized his hooker had no heart of gold. Keys, wallet, car, all gone. And his police badge and ID were in the car, too. So he had to call this in using a neighbor's phone because she took his phone. And Virginia Beach police say they tracked down his vehicle in Norfolk. It's where two people were inside. One was Dream, who cops say told them the other person in the car was her baby daddy. No reports of the baby daddy being arrested, but Alexis Dream Copeland was, facing several larceny, theft, and prostitution charges, while the officer she tricked, Dron Harry, not facing any charges, but he's no longer a cop. Last Tuesday in Colorado, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office got called about possible gunshots at a local elementary school, so they rushed to the school, which was then put on lockdown after hearing that folks at the school heard some noises which sounded to them like somebody shooting. Now, the utility company XL were also called about an electrical issue, and about an hour later, after checking, XL crews told the Sheriff's Office that, yeah, it looks like the gunshots were from a squirrel. Not a gun-packing squirrel, but a squirrel that tripped an electrical fuse, causing the loud noise, which sounded to some like gunshots. Now, the lockdown lifted, school went back to its normal day, but the utility crew did not say if that squirrel was okay. And I grabbed this one from Instagram because a guy named Adrian Marquez Jr. posted video of his name being called during last month's commencement at the University of California, Berkeley. But it was the graduate's name called after him that made Marquez post the video.
Adrian Marquez Jr., UA Chip.
Talk about not feeling the love. Marquez joked about it. Writing the graduate's name after him is really U-Y-U-Ang-A-N-G-She-S-H-I. But also wrote in the caption, it sounded like Berkeley was doing him dirty. Back in a moment.
Why should people in self-driving vehicles have all the hands-free convenience? Why not have your own personal robot behind the wheel?
Hi, where can I take you today?
Introducing Drobot, Drobot can drive any vehicle, no matter how cheap or pricey, large or small.
Buckle up. I'm a Drobot, not a lifesaver, and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board, and upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And best of all, Drobots come with a lifetime warranty and free exchanges for the newest model.
We are here. So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
So why not? Get your new driving buddy today.
And don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you. Come on, bum. I have to recharge.
Drobots are sold absolutely nowhere.
And now, for the world around us.
There's either a black market for porta potties in the UK, or some festival organizer or rival porta potty supplier went on an illegal shopping spree. Because the British tabloid Daily Mail posted surveillance video in the story they just ran last week on how thieves stole 13 porta potties from portable toilet supplier Andy Lou's. The manager tells the Daily Mail a crew of guys pulled up in a large truck outside their gates in Oxfordshire one overnight 2 weeks ago and broke in, loaded up the porta potties, and even had their own specialized trolley used for moving portable toilets. Made off with over 10,000 pounds or $12,000 worth of porta potties, pipes, and chemicals. And the manager says it looks like they knew how to steal porta potties, which they call porta loos in England, because, yeah, he said they had torches, that transport trolley, and saw them on surveillance working in an organized way to load up the loos and get away. Yeah, local police say they're investigating the burglary. Also, in England, an 84-year-old man who beat up a 42-year-old man who cops say tried to mug the guy twice his age at a laundromat in South Yorkshire, northern England. That's where police say Ron Croker was just minding his business, drying his clothes last week when some guy in a mask came in and rushed up to Croker, trying to mug him for his wallet while he was folding a pair of jeans. And just like the last story, this was all caught on surveillance video, and the wannabe mugger came in the first time, telling the 84-year-old to give up his wallet, but Croker yelled at him and pushed back, so the guy left, but then came right back in, ran up on Croker, and this time the 84-year-old took the jeans he was trying to fold before he got rudely interrupted, started swinging the jeans at the mugger, smacked him in the face with them. And it worked. Since the wannabe thief never showed a weapon, he left after getting smacked upside the head with the old man's jeans. Yeah, cops later say they arrested a 42-year-old, thinking he was the guy in the ski mask who must have failed a class mugging 101. And Guinness World Records posted a video on Instagram Friday of a Turkish woman named Gulsi Dogan, who was sitting on a mat squashing 5 watermelons between her thighs within a minute. This is one to see. Can't show it on a podcast, but the clip shows her sitting between 2 rows of watermelons, grabbing one at a time, crushing them between her legs, then pushing the cracked melons away while using a towel to clean herself before grabbing the next watermelon, then pumped her fists in the air when the minute was over. Yeah, the Guinness Book of World Records gave Dogan a plaque for becoming the first person in the female category to use thighs to smash the most watermelons in 60 seconds. Just posted this. But Dogan actually did it last February. Her thigh and hamstring muscles were bulging while cracking those melons. Back in a moment. But before we break, a word from a colleague.
It's the Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg Age.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
Real Hip Hop and R&B matters. The Hip Hop and R&B Journey with Greg Age.
Have you been arrested for throwing a freak-off party?
Or for being video recorded relieving yourself on a teen girl in bed? The law firm of McCracken and Butts is the team for you.
Call McCracken and Butts at 212-555-5555. That's 212-555-5555.
McCracken and Butts. It's what we do for you.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Is what so many of us have been asking about all the grocery items locked up behind glass doors these days at stores like Walmart, and they don't have a button to press to supposedly call someone to unlock the doors. But Shoppers will often have to go look for somebody to unlock them, and quite often will just throw your hands and give up and not buy the aspirin or air spray that's locked up. Yeah, air spray. The Walmart in Kearny, New Jersey, has been locking up air spray, and as soon as the worker in the aisle told me once that she'd go look for someone with a key, I told her, never mind. It was about 7 in the morning. I didn't feel like waiting. I walked off, and I'm apparently not alone. Because a report in Fortune magazine quoted the CEO of Walgreens telling investment analysts on a conference call the Friday before last that trying to stop shoplifting by putting products in locked display cases does impact how sales work through the store. Because when you lock things up, for example, you don't sell as many. We've kind of proven that pretty conclusively. Again, that was a quote from the CEO of Walgreens. So let's see if store chains will stop teasing us with locked up items and a call for help button that a lot of times doesn't work. Celebrity birthdays next.
Beautiful day. This is Mike Mann bringing all the fire, like this oldie from the Bishop Supreme himself. Slammy Sammy, do your thing.
Listen up, y'all. You got pregnant, baby, and you said it wasn't mine. Got hit by a Greyhound bus when my C&I dog went blind. I was late with the rent and alimony cause an alien he got my job. I broke my leg the other day when I was out trying to jog. And I need you, baby. Fetch me that doggy bone. I'm tired of doing it all alone. Fetch me that dog.
Time for birthdays.
Yes, it is. Starting with Tuesday the 21st. Baby Spice, Emma Bunton of the Spice Girls, is 49 now. Actor Ken Long, Eric, in HBO's show Industry, also in the old show Lost, he's 55. Actor Gina Davis, 69. And get into my car. And that pickup line may be a little troublesome these days. Singer-songwriter Billy Ocean, 75. One of the three tenors, singer and conductor Placido Domingo, is 84. And on Wednesday, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, one of my favorite shows, Triple D, Guy Fieri, the host and celebrity chef, will be 57. And actor Diane Lane will be 60. Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince busting out. And so will DJ Jazzy Jeff, the DJ, actor, and Fresh Prince's old musical partner, will be 60. Reagan in the Exorcist movies, actor Linda Blair is turning 66. And, oh, Sherry. Man, he came in hard on this solo jam. You should have been gone. Steve Perry, Journey's lead singer Steve Perry for most of the 80s, turning 76. And then Thursday the 23rd, actor Tiffany Amber Thiessen, nowadays posting cooking videos on Instagram with her husband. She'll be 51. And Soul CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell, 51. Olivia Benson and Law & Order SVU. Actor Mariska Hargitay will be 61. And no fairy tales. Man, Greg Fillinganes killed it on piano on this song. But singer Anita Baker, big sports fan, hope she's good now with babyface, alto supreme, Anita Baker is turning 67. And that's it for this Real Pod Newscast. Please subscribe or follow and tell a friend that there's a newscast out here full of fun stories to laugh at. Well, maybe learning a little something, too, like the planet parade in the sky over the next month that we went over at the top of the cast, or like how a cop should never hire a hooker and leave her alone in the bedroom while taking a shower, also at the top. But thanks, as always, for listening. We'll be back Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.